Now, the continuing investigation goes on in relation to the death of Daniel Arabose. A person of interest has no plans to return to Ireland is the headline in the Irish Times this morning. Gardaí concerned condition of skeletal remains may mean cause of death cannot be determined. It's one of the key people of interest to Gardaí investigating his death is living abroad with no plans to return to Ireland. The person is one of two who detectives have been focused on since the inquiry began in late August. They both knew Daniel and played a role in his life. The three-year-old was living in a family setting in Donabate, North Dublin, when he went missing about 4 years ago. The alarm was only raised at the end of August when checks were made on social welfare payments related to Daniel. Officials could not determine his whereabouts and flagged their concerns with TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, which contacted Gardaí. Now, since this has all happened, it's been announced that TUSLA would be revising the number of children whose cases were closed during the COVID-19 pandemic and are subject to a well-being check on over 42,000 files. The agency confirmed the provisional number of children encompassed by the checks is 42,552. The spokesperson said it was working closely with the Department of Children, Disability and Equality to determine the scope, process and required resources to conduct checks on cases closed during the COVID period. And that brings me on to my first guest this morning, because the Children's Rights Alliance had called for an additional €50 million in the budget 2026 to provide for child protection and welfare services in the face of persistent staffing issues and acute lack of appropriate residential and foster care placements. And that's the organisation's announcement came ahead of an event putting through, and this is a number of months ago, this call was made by the Children's Rights Alliance. And with me on the line to talk about this in more detail, we have Dr. Niamh Feely, who's Children's Rights Alliance Policy Advisor. Niamh, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jared.
Niamh, can you first of all just outline for me, what were your concerns in the Rights Alliance about resources at TUSLA? This is well in advance of what happened with Daniel.
So I suppose at the Children's Rights Alliance, when we looked at the number of referrals that have been made to TUSLA in the last number of years, we can see that there's been a 70% increase since 2019. And when we look at the resources that TUSLA has, particularly in terms of staffing, we see that there hasn't been a corresponding increase in the resources that TUSLA has been allocated by the government. So as part of End Child Poverty Week last week, what we are calling for is a significant increase in funding available to TUSLA to enable them to continue to provide the level of service that they are already providing in child protection and child welfare services, as well as enabling them to increase the resources in terms of staffing that they will have available to deal with this really critical issue in our society.
Okay, and that's all part of it. We're seeing from the periodic reports we get from HICWA into TUSLA services in different counties. I looked at one yesterday from Cork. I looked at one in relation to Dublin, Naomi, and it was looking at the problems therein. And a number of the reports had highlighted deficiencies, had highlighted high waiting lists for referrals, but a lot of it came down to either inexperienced staff or not enough staff.
Yeah, so what we would like to see is that an increase in resources to TUSLA would enable them to, I suppose, provide funding to recruit more staff to their services, but also to ensure that they're creating really strong structures in terms of responding to these serious issues. When we look at the HICWA reports, while we do see a number of challenges in specific areas, we also do see the positive impact that TUSLA services are having. So I am aware of other reports saying that, you know, families really feel supported by TUSLA, that there's really good engagement, really good participation of children and young people in being able to tell those staff members what it is they need. And we certainly will be aware of that through our work at the Children's Rights Alliance. I suppose in relation to the COVID-19 pandemic, We are, at the time, we had real concerns raised by our members about the impact that that would have on children and young people. If we all recall back then, many grandparents, aunts, uncles, we weren't all seeing the children in our wider family settings. And we can kind of see this in the very sad and tragic case of Daniel, whereby children may not be seen by the wider community because of those restrictions that were put in place. So we certainly think that this is a very positive reflex by the Minister for Children to carry out wellbeing checks on children whose cases were closed during that period. The closure of schools as well would have been a huge concern for the Children's Rights Alliance and our members, because children wouldn't have been seen within school settings. And we need to be really cognizant of the fact that child protection isn't just the responsibility of TUSA. Well, that is really a critical foundation to our child protection system, but it should be all of our concern. We should all be concerned about children in our community, children that we engage with on a daily basis or even on a weekly basis, and being cognizant that child protection should be to the forefront of our mind and really thinking about children first.
And you mentioned COVID there and the announcement of the 42,000, you know, file checks. The question would be, I guess, are TUSA capable of carrying out that with the staffing levels that they have right now? Or does that lend weight to your call for a 50 million euro increase in budget 2026 for them? I'd imagine they'd have to set up even a separate unit to do that, or else they might be pulling from the work of TUSA staff doing the day-to-day referrals, which have increased again in the last year by 5%.
Yeah, so while we have seen this welcome announcement by the Minister, we are still awaiting further detail as to how those checks will be carried out and who it will be carried out by. Obviously, this is a positive development, but we do need to see how they're actually going to do that and what the programme of work will look like. I think you're right in ensuring that we're not pulling away from existing staff. So we need to look at what resources, additional resources, TUSA may have at their disposal, who they may be able to bring in to assist with this large but really important initiative that they're undertaking. And we're still waiting to hear further detail on that, both from the Minister and the Department.
Important we get that and get that clarity as to what will happen, how quickly will happen, and will there be staff and resources there to meet it?
Yes, exactly. So I'm sure in the coming weeks this review is really at the top of the mind of the Minister, which is really, really positive to see that. And we will hope to see her work quickly in order to outline how this will be undertaken and the individuals that will be involved in undertaking those checks and how it will impact on existing services. So we haven't yet seen that detail, but we certainly think it's really positive that this is to the forefront of our mind to really look back on what the impact that the COVID-19 pandemic would have had in terms of case closures, like what has happened with those children now, so that we can ensure that really sad situations such as what has happened with Daniel do not occur again.
Okay, all right. Well, look, we'll see what happens with that. A final point, there is other needs in the area. There are placements in care, there are beds, there are a need for more foster parents as well. So all of that comes into, I suppose, what your members would be seeing in terms of, and recruitment affects all those things too, I'd imagine, not even across your members, but the health service as well, when people get referred from TUSLA to various elements of that, Naomi.
Yes, absolutely. So while child protection and child welfare services, ensuring that they're adequately resourced, that's really, really critical. But we also need to see specific supports in place for foster carers. We know for the majority of children who are in the care system, they are either being taken care of by foster carers or relative foster carers. So we need to ensure that there's adequate supports in place for them. For children who are, there's a small cohort of children who would need very specialised care, but we would like to see that funding also targeted towards ensuring that adequate supports are in place for them, particularly for children in special care. And then equally across the system, it's not just about increasing resources for TUSA, but we would also like to see increased funding for things like earlier services. So we have a really good new funding model to tackle child poverty and disadvantage in earlier settings. So we need to see the ramping up of funding for that services so that services can really provide adequate supports for children in their very early years. We'd also like to see increased funding for debt-type supports, especially in areas of high levels of disadvantage where there are complexities within the community, maybe there's crime and violence impacting on children as they come to school. So ensuring those schools can support those children to meet their full potential.
Would you be hopeful, finally, Naomi, and the review of the files will take place, that and look, these are extreme cases, or at least we hope they're extreme and isolated cases, the cases of Daniel Arabose and Kyron Dernan as well, that there aren't any more of those in those files that we're unaware of yet?
Yes, of course. We think it's very positive that they're doing this review, but we are hopeful that we don't see such sad cases that we've seen in the last week or two around Daniel. I think that you know, just seeing Daniel's picture earlier in the week is just really brings it home to us of the child at the centre of this tragedy. But obviously, it's positive that the government is initiating this review.
Okay, Naomi, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us on behalf of Children's Rights Alliance this morning. That's Dr. Naomi Fehli there, who is the policy director, advisor, I should say, and director with the Children's Rights Alliance, speaking about their call, they had a previous call saying Tusla needs more money, needs more staff to meet the increased demands on it. And that was well in advance of what we've gone through in the last month or so with the search for Daniel, the announcement of the new review of 42,000 files by the Minister for Children, Norma Foley.